Hello, and welcome back to 10 out of 10 We'd Watch Again with Lauren and Ross.
Hello.
Last week, we brought you some wholesome romance in the form of Notting Hill, and we thought, why not just keep up the wholesome romantic vibes? So this week, you are getting 1987's Fatal Attraction.
Yeah.
Right, Ross, hit me with your push.
Right, so it was released in September 1987, directed by Adrian Lyne, starring Michael Douglas, Glenn Close and Anne Archer, a budget of $14 million and a box office of $320 million.
Class, because the movie's class. So, general overview of the movie. Dan decides to have a no-strings-attached affair for one weekend with big saucy Alex, only to discover that no strings doesn't exist.
Yeah. Now the guy fucks it up.
100%, 100%. So, why do you love this film?
I mean, this is the same as Notting Hill, that it should be put onto you, because this is one of your favourite movies.
No, hands down, hands down. Now, I love a From Hell movie, right? Yeah. Like, this single white female, Gone Girl, Fear with Marky Mark, like, and this is the ultimate From Hell movie. Like, do you know, you watch it and it's like, you're like, they're all arseholes apart from Anne Archer, do you know what I mean? Like, Michael Douglas, prick, Glenn Close, psycho, but you're so here for it and it's so over the top. It's like, and I don't know if this is everybody, but like for me and like a few select pals, this is a very quotable film, do you know what I mean?
Oh, aye.
And like, I genuinely, and I stand by it, like I think Alex is one of the best movie villains like ever, hands down.
I'm with you, but is she a villain?
Well, I think she's the ultimate woman scorned. And I think if you're Michael Douglas, she's a villain. I think if you're... This is the thing, though, as well, right? This movie can be taken in loads of different ways,
yeah, yeah,
right? Aye. See, if you want to just straight up watch it as a, she's a fucking nutter and ruining his life, you can watch it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can watch it as her being this, like, women suffering from all these mental illnesses and just having a spiral, you can take it as that. But like,
I don't think a
spiral might be.
Spiral is underplaying it a wee bit.
But like, I feel like you can watch this movie as Michael Douglas being the villain. You can watch it as her being the villain. Again, as they're all dicks, do you know what I mean? But she is terrifying. From about halfway through this film, not even halfway through, like basically the second their dirty weekend ends,
yeah,
you're
for
pure
the start,
like,
oh, aye, definitely.
Right, so we'll dive into thoughts and opinions. I want like 5 minutes before we get into the film to just talk about like Michael Douglas, Adrian Lyne, and just like 80s and 90s erotic thrillers, right? Like,
so basically every Michael Douglas movie,
yeah, basically, he's like the king of erotic thrillers, is big Michael Douglas, like, they don't really get made anymore slash made in the way they were. Like, I think the right off the top of my head, the only modern day erotic thrillers that I can think of is like The Baby Girl that just came out, which is like people are loving it or hating it. I think it was all right. Maybe Saltburn, and I'm talking like in the last like 5 years, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah,
obviously those are the two that have just came out. I know they tried to do one with Ben Affleck and that Ana de Armas. I never watched it, apparently it was shite. But like, obviously Michael Douglas, he always plays like a flawed everyman, do you know what I mean? And I say everyman in italics because he's always like some sort of lawyer or corporate guy or banker, like middle class as fuck, do you know what I mean?
He's always like some like high powered job.
100%.
Like, he can't just be a construction worker.
No.
I mean, it wouldn't work with him being a construction worker.
Nah. And like, he always gets roped into some kind of sordid affair, like this movie, Basic Instinct, Disclosure, like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Also, like, Adrian Lyne, he did like Lolita, which is obviously, that's kind of controversial in its own right.
Yeah.
Obviously this movie, Indecent Proposal, 9 and a Half Weeks. I mean, he did Flashdance, Unfaithful, like all that kind of stuff. So like, all of his, I mean, he did that Jacob's Ladder, but I've never seen it, so I cannot comment. But all of his have been like the kind of ropey, erotic thriller kind of things.
Wait, hold on a minute.
Uh-huh.
So he's done all these erotic thrillers.
Yeah.
and Jacob's fucking Ladder.
Yeah. Why, what's Jacob's Ladder? I've heard of it. I've
yeah, it's not
it.
An erotic thriller.
Oh,
can
is it
I
not?
Show you?
Right, okay.
That's the mad weird Tim, is it Tim Robbins? The dude for Shawshank Redemption?
Oh, right, okay, yeah, him, yeah, yeah.
That's a weird, like, psychological horror, like, body horror film.
Is it good?
I mean, it's body horror. You either like it or you don't.
Would I like it?
We'll get a swatch.
Right, okay. Add but, that to the list then.
But I've never... That's a change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I quite the switch off, uh-huh. Isn't it?
Like, what a shout. Felt those two.
Obviously, Michael Douglas now, he's like Avengers, Ant-Man and the Wasp and that kind of thing. And Obviously, he has done more than erotic thrillers. It just so happens that the ones he's done are like the ones to watch kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Disclosure, that's the one where he gets roped into a... Is it him and Demi Moore? She says that he's like tried it and...
Yeah,
she's like his ex or something.
I think she tries it on with him in her office, mm-hmm. but he rejects her, which is the only time in movie history he's ever rejected anybody.
Yeah. Probably the only time Demi Moore's ever been rejected either.
And it turns out like a court drama.
Yeah, she accuses him of being a dirty.
But then it gets weird because it like a lot of weird shit. It's like she's been fucking up all this stuff.
Yeah, and they're trying to get him to take a fall and all this kind of shit.
It turns out a weird like company courtroom fucking weird shit.
Yeah, and obviously you've got Basic Instinct with Sharon Stone where he's the police and she's a witness / suspect, and then he starts pumping her, and then there's like a really weird rave scene where Michael Douglas is like pure sweating. Like if I saw Michael Douglas in the club, I'd be like, absolutely not.
Nah, it's just I don't know why, because I mean he's what in his 40s, 50s when these are getting made.
He's always like kind of middle aged. Yeah,
so just middle aged dude. I mean, fair enough, he's a good looking guy, but it's like you're kind of like.
It's that yuppie good-looking butch. Yeah. You know what I mean? With, like, the pure coiffed hair. And, like, Michael Douglas in all of these films, like, he's never got a shite gaff. He's always dressed. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in Fatal Attraction, he's supposed to have... Not Fatal Attraction. This is Fatal Attraction. And Basic Instinct, he's supposed to have, like, a bad temper or something. That's why he's in, like, therapy or something. It's like, calm yourself. Do you know what I mean? So obviously that's just kind of been like a brief summary of just Michael Douglas and the director. But I wanted to kind of ask before we get into the plot of Thoughts and Opinions is like, why do you think they don't make erotic thrillers like this anymore? Like, do you think it's, I don't know, I'm asking you.
I mean, how do you do it without making like the woman like, oh, she's nuts?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you can't do it now without, somebody has to look bad in it and... All these movies, it tends to be the women.
Yeah, totally. Yo, no, definitely. Like, there's slight misogynistic elements. No, there's there's full misogynistic elements. You know what I mean? Like, he's got, in this film, we'll try and keep it to this film, right? He's got the beautiful wife who seems to just be like a kind of stay-at-home wife. She's, like, beautiful. Like, I mean, I think Anne Archer's stunning, but she's very, like...
Woman.
Do you know what I mean? She's very, like... homey beautiful in this movie, like where she's just got like her mum jeans and her shirt and she's always in the kitchen. It's very that.
Yeah.
And then obviously when he meets Alex, she's this like kind of high-powered sexy bitch, I know you don't think so, but like, and she kind of exudes that, like, so. And it's very like two obviously polar opposites, but then because now again Alex is nuts, right? But like because she's not taking no for an answer, like there's bits later on in this film where I'm like, no, I get you. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
When, so spoiler alert for like later on in the Thoughts and Opinions, when she tells Michael Douglas she's pregnant, like, and he's like, okay, well, what do you want to do? And she's like, this is like, I want to keep it. This is your responsibility. And he's pure like, this fucking bitch is ruining my life. And I'm like, you ruined your fucking life,
yeah,
my man.
Your, this is
mean?
All your choice.
100%.
I mean, that and also, it's like, it's too easy now. It's like, I mean, what would they do? Go on Tinder? The idea of, like, people meeting up in a random bar now
and that's
happening just wouldn't work.
Yeah, like, there's no... Yeah, like, you don't really get, like, meet cutes anymore. Yeah. Like,
you have websites dedicated to cheating.
Yeah, Ashley Madison and all that. Is that even still a thing?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Remember
sure
when
it
that is. Scandal dropped? Yeah, like, there's ways to cheat now that are... subtle, I want to say. Like, I don't know if subtle is the right word, but like, yeah, like you say, there's places you can go to do it. Like,
yeah, you don't need to be, like, you don't need to be able to, like, have time free, mm-hmm. make sure for people to go away now. You can just fucking app on the phone, find somebody, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, between that and I think that it's played out, like, there's no
what,
real...
cheating? I mean, or erotic thrillers?
Like, erotic thrillers, like, what could they do different? Like, it's all been done to death.
Yeah, and it's been done well, you know, like, all the ones that are to watch are because of the way they, like, do you know what I mean?
You can't do anything different in them unless, as I said, you could add the online thing, but then it's just going to be the same.
That's the thing, though, like, obviously, like, you're obviously talking about, like, online looking to cheat, like, that kind of thing, but, like, do you think that Michael Douglas set out to cheat, or is it just the fact that he bumped into her, she was stunning, and offered it to him in a plate? Do you know what I mean? Like, do you think Michael Douglas would have cheated? Again, if he doesn't cheat, there's not a movie. But do you think he would have cheated, like, anyway? Like, do you think that thought's already, like, in his head of, like, oh, if I ever get the opportunity? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't surprise me if this isn't the first time he's done it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's, I'll say my either now, right? Because it's put, it makes sense with this. So it doesn't really give you a reason why he wants to cheat,
yeah.
why he does cheat. Like, the build-up's very quick that he does this.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, the whole start of the movie is him, like, happy at home, like, he's got a beautiful wife, he's got beautiful kids, he's got a great job, like, he's dug, like, everything's
yeah.
great, do you know what I mean? Like, cat and gaff and all this, and then obviously when he meets her at the party, she, for all Glenn Close, is not, like, a conventionally attractive woman. Yeah. Like, she, there's something about her, do you know what I mean? Like, she's wearing that dress, she's got the wild hair,
uh-huh.
and, like, they obviously met at the party, and then when they're in the office, she cancels a date, and they go to dinner, and that dinner, like, I'm sorry, even if you weren't going to cheat, right, he takes her to a really nice fucking restaurant, he plies the both of them with wine. It's all super flirty, the chat's flowing, and yeah. then that's when she says, where's your wife? Or she's out of town. Why are you on your own this Saturday night? Oh, I cancelled my date. Okay, we're two consenting adults, no strings attached. And you see his fucking, he gets a moment of like, oh shit, and then it's like, fuck yeah. it, do you know what I mean?
It's just a bit sudden for me, for him.
Yeah.
Like, because as you say, I was meant to have, like, a happy life, perfect life, wife, kid, dog. That, you don't just go for that to, right, I'm going to have a dirty weekend.
Yeah, I suppose, like, it's, I think it's the idea, isn't it? Like, the fantasy of the movie is a no strings attached, filthy weekend, and then you can go back to your normal life as if it never happened. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then obviously the reality is that he had a no strings attached with the wrong lassie, do you know what I mean?
But who's that fantasy for? Because it's not as if all guys are like...
No,
totally. Because you know, I get what you mean, like, it kind of does it both ways. So it's like, oh, he can do what he wants and yep. get away with it. When she is playing like, no, this is the fucking consequences of you doing this.
Absolutely.
But who does it appeal to?
Yeah,
like, I mean, maybe it was different in the fucking 80s. I don't know, but...
Everybody was shagging in the 80s.
But, like, I don't know anybody that this movie, like, the idea of that, like, appeals to them. Do you get what I mean?
Totally get what you mean. Again, though, I think you need to be in that kind of mindset. Do you know what I mean? And this is all great brownie points for us. Like, I'm really glad that this is not appealing to you. Do you know what I mean?
I just don't understand the logic behind them just suddenly switching.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy to me how... I like, they meet like twice, speak for 5 minutes, and that's it. Like, they seal the deal. And I was like, that doesn't,
and
that
it's
just
like,
doesn't happen.
It's like short meetings as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, they speak for 5 minutes at a party after she gives his pal a dirty look. They are in a meeting together and they have like 2 words. And then it's as soon as they go to the restaurant. And it's obviously implied that they've been at this restaurant for a while. Do you know what I mean? Like, wine's flowing, the flirty banter's en route, and all this. But like, you can tell that he's playing... See, before they even have the discussion of, right, no strings attached, let's do this. Before they even do that, he's playing with fire, because the fact that he's taking her to a restaurant like that, the wine's flowing, it's a Saturday night and his wife and kids aren't home, they're flirting with each other, he's like complimenting her, the sex eyes are out.
Yeah.
Like, before you've even done anything, that's playing with fire, do you know what I mean? That's encouraging it, do you know what I mean? Like, and obviously, like, she could have turned around at any time and been like, you're married, fuck off, do you know what I mean? Obviously, she doesn't, and hence why
she's
we get the film.
She's got nothing to lose, though, so.
Exactly, exactly. Like, he's got everything to lose, whereas she's probably like, la, la, la.
I mean, and see, you're going up at the restaurant, if I feel like that's a place he'll take anybody, though. I don't feel like...
Yeah, like business partners and stuff.
Like, I think that's just more of a... Like, it's a nice restaurant to us, but to him, that's just your usual... That's where they'll go after food, like after working at, sorry.
Aye, that's fair, that's fair. Like,
aye, because he says it himself, and it's like, oh, I am, like, I'm well known here and all that. But maybe that was just them taking the piss, but I feel like that's a, like, for normal people, that's also a good place. But for Michael Douglas and these movies, this is just where he goes.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, it doesn't change anything about him being a wee dirty, but.
No, I know what you mean, So obviously, at this meal, they decide to have their no strings dirty weekend, right? And like, it cuts to quite possibly the weirdest sex scene ever. Like, the sex scenes in this movie aren't sexy. I don't know if they were sexy in 1987, but like, watching them, it's like, all right. Like, they have sex in her sink with it's full of dirty dishes, and she's like pouring the tap water all over herself and him and all this.
When she does it, starts soaking him in the face. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, at what point are you like, calm down?
Just, what are you doing? Fuck off.
And like, it's a whole ordeal. Do you know what I mean? But also, I wanted to point out, I mean, you've obviously clocked, but like, notice that, like, straight after they have sex and she says, oh my god, that was great, he's like, thank god, right? And now, I always kind of wondered, like, every time I watch this movie, you can kind of think something different. Like, does he say thank god because it's good, like, if the sex wasn't good, the affair wouldn't be worth it? And at this point, it's not an affair, it's just a one night stand, do you know what I mean? Like, but it's like, or it's either that he's saying thank god because he's glad the sex was good because then it's worth it in his eyes, or is he saying thank god because maybe he's not really been told by his wife for a while that it's good, so he's like, oh, thank god, I've still got it, do you know what I mean?
No, I get you.
Like, is it an insecurity thing, or is it a, right, cool, this is all worth it thing, do you know what I mean?
It could be, imagine it would be both.
Yeah.
It's a bit of, like, gratification for him, is it, or... Like, oh, that was good. That was worth doing, like, potentially fucking everything I've done here.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. I never really thought of that.
Look at me being intelligent. Like, I think as well, like, when I was saying about, like, he's maybe not heard it from his wife for a while, like, I can imagine, like, I mean, think about it, right? He works a really high-powered job. They've got their Wayne and their dog, and they've got, like, a really, like, big social life. Like, anytime the two of them are together, they're always getting ready to go somewhere.
Oh, they're always out and about. Right? He's a man about town.
100%. So, like, I can imagine, like, their set, like, him and his wife's sex life is, like, very rushed, if you know what I mean. Because it's like, oh, we need to, like, here's a 20-minute quickie, and then we need to take her to school, or 20-minute quickie, and then we need to go somewhere else. So, like, it's probably, like, a gratification thing, you know?
Aye. I just make him feel proud of himself.
Yeah. Well done, Michael Douglas. You're a prick, do you know what I mean?
I mean, if it was shite, do you think Glenn Close goes as mental as she does?
That should have been... No, I was going to say an A. Like, that's not an A. But yeah, like, if it was just, like, mediocre, she's just like, right, cool, go. Like,
you're not worth it.
Aye. I mean, he gets his money worth out of this weekend because they have sex, like, twice there. They go to a samba class. Then they have sex in a lift. Then the next day, they go on a walk. Like, she comes out with his dog. Now, that... I want 5 minutes because that is a fucking stab in the gut.
That's a kick in your teeth.
An affair can be forgivable whether that's your stance or not, right? If, like, an affair's a deal breaker, why then if it's not cool, right? But you can forgive an affair depending on where you stand, but introducing someone else to your pets, fuck you, man. That is, like, an unforgivable affair. Like, if you had an affair I would get past it. If there was another woman clapping their cats, nah.
Fuck that. I mean, he forgets about that dog rapid anyway.
100%. He's been like out with her all night, like all day and all night. That dog's been in the house, not been out, not been fed.
No, how the fuck?
And then, like, because he says that as soon as he goes home, he's like, she's like, oh, I want to see you. And he's like, nah, dog's not been out all day. Like, I need to do something. And then that's when she pops up. And by the way, sidebar, quite possibly her best outfit in the whole movie is this like oversized blazer and like the cool trousers and the, honestly, like that whole outfit, I'm like, I think that outfit is my Roman Empire. Like, I'm like, yes, like, I don't want to be Glenn Close, but I want that outfit, you know?
No, fair enough, fair enough.
So then obviously, like, they have their weekend, and when they're at the dog park, he makes a joke and like falls down as if he's had a heart attack, yeah. Right? And she's like, oh my fucking God, you bastard, my dad died of a heart attack, uh-huh. You're serious? And he's like, oh fuck, right, sorry. And then she starts laughing and she's like, shut up, my dad's pretty alive and well. And then, like, no, I'll save it. So, like, I'll save that bit. So then, I feel like that's your first twig, you know, of that, like, right, okay, she, like, that was a very instant, unbelievable lie. But then I get it, do you know what I mean? Like, you don't know this woman very well, and you might think that this is her form of banter. I know for me personally, I'd be like, okay.
I mean, she just can't let him have one over her.
No.
Like, she just flat out refused to let him, like, have it, like, eating up against her.
Totally, totally. And, like, just a reminder that while this is going on, his beautiful, beautiful wife, played by Anne Archer, I cannot remember the character's name, but Anne Archer, and their gorgeous wee Wayne, they're away up checking out the house of dreams, like, gorgeous, standard suburban house, huge garden, all this, and he is parading around with his bird and then feeding the dog the leftover meatballs and all that so that he doesn't get caught, and he like runs home and like mills about the bed so it looks like he's not made the bed. It's like that's why I'm with you on this can't be his first affair. Do you know what I mean? Because like, I don't know, like, if it was me having the affair, I wouldn't think to like come home and mess up the bed. Like, I just wouldn't, like, do you know what I mean?
It just goes into it like too head on too quickly.
Yes.
Like, if this was your first time, it would need to be, like, somebody super, like, super, super special.
100%. Like, this has got to be worth it if my life falls apart, do you know what I mean?
He obviously has no regrets, no nothing about just head on, so this can't be the first time.
No regrets. This is, like, another twigging of a red flag for me, right? Because they are back at hers, they're having dinner, while listening to Madame Butterfly, right?
Yeah.
If I walked into anybody's gaff and they were playing opera for fun, I'd be like, right, I'm getting stabbed in the face tonight. Do you know what I mean? Like, absolutely not. And like, while she's making dinner, he's talking about how great his wife is, how beautiful his kid is. And she straight up asks him, she's like, what are you here then? Why? What are you doing here? And he doesn't have an answer. He just kind of stands there and he's like, well. And it's like, I back her for that, because like obviously she walked into this knowing that he's a married man, but straight up asking him, being like, why are you here? And he can't tell you, do you know what I mean? Like, what a shitbag. Like, she obviously then says, can I see you again? And he's like, that's not possible. So like, he's sticking to the, I thought this was a no strings attached, one dirty weekend thing, and she's already kind of trying to push it a bit.
Yeah, that always annoys me in movies and that though, is it? Right, we're just going to do this. This isn't a term you can just set.
Yeah.
Like, you could put these, like, right, these are the rules, but what happens, like, in this movie, is it, what happens if she just turns around and says, no?
Yeah.
Like, I want more. And, like, he's hampered. There's nothing he can do about that.
100%. This is when, after, like, the first couple of twiggings, that there might not be something quite right, he says he needs to leave, and she starts, like, ripping at his shirt and slapping him about, and When he is leaving, she's standing in the kitchen, like, come say goodbye, let's be friends. This, like, monotone thing. And we see that she's cut her own wrists because he's leaving, right? What the fuck? Like, what the actual fuck?
I mean...
Like, where are you going from there?
Yeah, first of all, why the fuck wasn't an ambulance called?
100%. He literally just rips up sheets and he like washes her wrists, and like ties sheets around them and lets her go to sleep.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Do you know what I mean?
This whole movie could have been avoided if he just like ambulances it. Wait, you need a wee section, honey.
You need a wee like, padded cell holiday, 100%.
Like, even though I say, who are you? I say, oh, I'm a boyfriend. I mean, his wife doesn't need to know. His wife doesn't run in the same circles.
Drop a fake name or something, do you know what I mean?
Like, and be like, get her sectioned. Like, she's pronto, fucking clearly mental.
100%. And this is just the start, do you know what I mean? So he, like, stays with her another night. My A also has to do with this, right? And, like, so he stays with her another night, makes sure she's all right. She wakes up and is like, oh, my God, like, thank you. And he's like, right, cool, I'm away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
he does need to go now.
Yeah, right. Like, he's got a shift. He's got his work, right?
Aye.
So he, like, goes to work pure early. Like, he's a lawyer for, like, a book company, like, a literary thing or something. Because they're always talking about authors.
I think he's either that or it just, the case just happens to be. But imagine it as, like, a copyright, like, right, lawyer type thing. I'm not 100%, but no. I imagine it would be.
Wiring. And, like, he's obviously had all this work to do over the weekend that he's not done because he's been pumping Glenn Close.
Aye.
So he's, like, in work, like, pure stressing. And then he goes home and is, once again, the doting family man, the prick. Yeah. He's, like, kissing his wife, hugging his kids, playing card games, like, letting his Wayne show him the card tricks
and all
that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And, like, pure acting as if nothing's went wrong and that right, Doug Snow just ate all the meatballs, do you know what I mean?
Oh, that dog's going to be howling, man.
Mate.
Poor dog.
Mate. So then Alex shows up to his office, also sidebar, in the absolute coat of dreams. Honestly, I would take fucking Glenn Close's whole wardrobe in this film.
Oh, aye.
Shows up in the coat of dreams to apologise for what happened. She's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. And he's like, nothing happened. Don't worry about it. She's like, can I meet up with you again? He's like, no. She does not fucking take it well, right?
Into that's a fucking understatement.
My gal. The next scene is honestly, and I fucking stand by it, one of the scariest fucking scenes in movie history, where she's got Madame Butterfly on in the background. She's in his shirt.
Yeah.
Turning the light switch on and off. The scariest face. Like, it's just blank. Like, ugh. That whole, honestly, I would put that one bit in, like, see your top 10 iconic horror movie shots. Fucking stick this in it. That bit is so fucking creepy.
Yeah. No, it's class. It's really class.
100%.
You don't see many movies where you see them having a breakdown in these type of and erotic thrills.
Totally.
Which is, like, kudos to them, fair dues.
Totally. And what I like about this is, like, this is, like, sexy misery, if you know what I mean. Like, like, if Kathy Bates was hot, that's what Fatal Attraction is, do you know what I mean? Like,
Jesus Christ.
Tell me I'm wrong, but do you know what I mean? If you mix Fatal Attraction and Misery together, I think you've got my perfect film.
Aye.
Like, that sounds like take all my money, I'm there every weekend, do you know what I mean?
That's pretty messed up, like, fuck that.
Think how good that would be, but do you know what I mean? Like, that would be the one where you're leaving the cinema and you're like, oh my fucking God. Because Misery's traumatising as it is.
Oh, fuck, aye.
We should do Misery one time. Like, so anyway, sorry, back to the film. After she's constantly calling his office, calling his house, when the wife picks up, she hangs up. And, like, it's that part of, like, every time the phone rings, you just see him, like, tense up a bit. Yeah. And it's like, oh, you dick. He, like, finally answers the phone. She demands to meet him. And she immediately hits out with, but I love you. After, like, how good is Michael Douglas in the sack if she's in love with him after a weekend, do you know what I mean? But, that, I mean, that's not the point, but you know what I mean? She then tells him that she's pregnant, right? To which, this should be an A, but I'm bringing this up now.
All right, go for it.
He instantly says to her, why don't you use anything? Why didn't you? Do you know what I mean? Like, condoms are a thing, do you know what I mean?
I mean, he kind of plays it off as, oh, well, she's doing this with me. She's doing this with other guys. Like, that's the kind of vibe I get off him.
Aye, because he's like, are you sure it's mine? And she's affronted. She's like, I do not sleep around. Like,
but, I mean, he's doing just exactly what she's doing, other than, but she has no, well, I say she has no baggage. She's a fucking psycho, but she's got no, like, no husband, wife, no nothing. But he thinks he's better than her because he's got that, which 100%. Is pretty bizarre.
Which is also more of a reason why he should have used protection, because if you think she sleeps around, you don't know if she's got any infections. You don't know what's going on there, and you're going to bring that back into your house?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's kind of just that of, well, she's a woman, so she's a slag. Like,
yeah.
Kind of just portray it back to, right, women are, like, use a harsh word, they are sluts. And is it, no, mate, you've done the exact same thing here.
Yeah, you're the slag, Michael Douglas, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Like, none of, both of yous are, I mean, I wouldn't say both of them, because she knew fine well, but she'd be the one that's blamed as a homewrecker here.
100%.
When it's all him.
100%.
Like, she was like, right, this is what's going to happen, and he's happy enough to jump in.
Absolutely.
So, he did. Do you know what? He kind of deserves everything in this movie. Fuck him.
I love when feminist Ross comes out. Like,
no, it's bullshit, because he does it straight off the bat and he's like, oh, well, if you did this with me, and he's like, fuck off.
Yeah, fuck, like, you, man.
You can't just do that to, like, all the women, because I'm convinced this happened before.
100%, 100%.
And, like, he's probably just fobbed all them off, I know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He, like, he asks her, like, why don't you use anything? He asks her, is she sure it's his? And then he says to her, okay, well, I'll support you. Like, I'll pay for it. And she's like, I don't want an abortion. And he's fucking horrified. Horrified. And it's like, again, like, we get taught this in school, guys, when we do sex education. Like, if you have unprotected sex, you're either coming away with an illness or infection of some sort, or you're getting fucking pregnant. Do you know what I mean?
Aye.
Like, and really, both boys and girls are taught this, you know? So it's down to you, my guy. Then she turns around and says the ominous, you play fair with me and I'll play fair with you. And it's like, ugh. Like, do you know what I mean? But at this point, Michael Douglas is like, fuck. But it's taken to this point for him to realise, ah, maybe this affair isn't working. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like this is an outcome he hoped for. Or this is an outcome that has never happened to him before.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Like you said, like, he's probably done this before. He's probably palmed them all off before. Whereas this one's like, I'm fucking sticking about and I expect you to big up to your responsibilities. Like, I'm pregnant. You're going to be a part of this kid's life.
The only problem with this, though, is what does she actually want?
Him? She wants him.
Aye, but does she? Because say he was like, right, go fuck my wife off and that. And is it, like, what does she get? Because she's just going to worry every time.
No, but she's not that type of woman. Do you know what I mean? She says it at the end of the film, like, to Anne Archer. She's like, this was first attraction. This was love at first sight. You're a stupid bitch. You're stealing him from me. Like, she's fully convinced herself that, like, he is the one for her.
Oh, no,
like,
I get that.
And that if he comes to her, he would never leave her for another. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but I mean,
she's not the type of lassie to be like, oh, my God, my man's going to cheat on me. This is like season two of You. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, I know, but see, the second he talks to another woman in general,
she's stabbing that other woman in the face.
So, like, that's not worth it.
No,
like,
100%.
It's generally just not worth the hassle.
I absolutely agree. Yeah, I like that we have a nice chilled life, Ross, because this whole thing just sounds like a disaster. Do you know what I mean?
It's like, any time he does this, he's in his office talking to him, she knows she's going to spiral. Anytime he's got a work thing, because he seems to have a lot of work functions at bars, which I imagine, I mean, the 80s, 90s and that was the thing you do.
I wish my work would take me out in bars, meetings and fancy restaurants and all that. I didn't bother.
So what, like, she's just going to constantly be in fucking fear.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to cheat, but she's going to just take out on him and the fucking poor woman that's just doing her job.
100%. That's the thing, is, like, I don't think it's fear that he'll cheat. I think it's if she finds out he does, that woman is for it. Like,
oh, aye. Oh, fuck aye.
Fuck that. So anyway, he then breaks into her house to, like, confirm that she is pregnant because he doesn't believe her. And this is also an A later on. He, like, starts, like, wrecking about her stuff and finds this folder to try and find out, like, who the doctor is and all this.
Aye.
He finds all these bits of papers with, like, mad scribbles all on them and stuff. Then he finds an obituary of her dad, to say that her dad is actually dead. He died in 1957. And it's like, that's when he's like, oh my God, she lied to me. And it's like, my guy, we're this deep and you're still hoping that she's no mental. Do you know what I mean?
He's done nothing but lie. Like, 100%. That's all he's done in this fucking full movie.
100%. So then he speaks to his wee lawyer pal, tells him all the drama, and is like, what kind of case is she going to have against me? Like, I'm really scared of losing my family. You should have fucking thought about that before you had your slime ball weekend with quite possibly the craziest woman in film history. Do you know what I mean? Like, but like, that always seems to be the reaction from like, and I'm not just saying cheating men, I'm only just saying that because Michael Douglas is the one that cheated, but it's all, either way, it's like, oh, but I don't want to like fuck up my situation. It's like, well, you're going to fuck up your situation. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is not a guaranteed, your partner finds out you've cheated and they're going to be like, don't worry about it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, when has that ever happened?
He's trying to take, like, no responsibility for this at all.
Totally. He's putting it all on her. He's like,
it's her fault for wanting to keep the kid and all that. He doesn't know fuck all about this woman.
No.
Yeah, he just assumes, no, she'll do what I want. Is it? No, this time.
No. Alex then shows up to his apartment because, obviously, Michael Douglas and his wife are trying to move out to the country. So she shows up to view the apartment before they move, tells the wife that she's expecting and is looking for a new house to raise her kid. The wife, so nice, big up Ann Archer. She's pretty like, oh my God, amazing, blah, blah, blah. Michael Douglas is in fear. Like, look, the look on his face, he is white. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
100%. She and Alex is immediately like, oh my God, I pretty know you. We've met before. And Dan's like, I don't think so. And she's like, oh no, we definitely have. We've met at this party. And she's like, oh my God, I do know you. Like, the wife was at the party.
Yeah.
And Michael Douglas is pure trying to like play it off and be like, oh yeah, we must have met like one time. It's pure fine. I need to go do some work. And then Alex is like, okay, well, thank you for meeting me. And then the wife, poor Ann Archer, goes, here's my new phone number. Phone as many questions. And you could just see Michael Douglas like, what the fuck have you done?
Yeah, this is the first proper foray for Alex to invade his life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's normally been like, out the side, like, the shadows, but you get what I mean?
No, like, no, totally, like, the not silent harassment, because she's permophoning him and showing up to places.
Nothing silent about it.
But, like, she's only really invaded his time, she's not invaded the family time.
Yeah.
And this is the thing, is she holds the threat of, I'm going to tell your wife, over his head, and he's like, the fuck you will, because you hang up the phone whenever my wife answers. And then he goes home and she's in the fucking gaff talking to his wife. You would shit yourself, do you know what I mean?
Like, this, to me, should be the point where he's got to think, right, she could hurt my family.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work for Alex to tell Ann Archer everything, because then, like, he loses it all, but he's still not going to be with her.
100%.
So after that, the threat's got to be like, right, fuck, he can come after my wife and kid here.
She can come after my wife
and kid. Aye, she could come after my wife and kid, sorry. So at what point are you like, right, this isn't just going to ruin my marriage, and I said that she could go fucking nuts and hurt one of them.
100%. So he then goes to her place and they end up screaming and bawling at each other. He's telling her to stop, and she hits out with the chilling, I will not be ignored, Daniel. Yeah. And I think I say that to you on a weekly basis. And she hits out with the, I won't let you treat me like some slut you can bang a couple of times and throw in the trash, which you're like, absolutely fucking fair play, Glenn Close. Like, you are bang on straight up. Again, you both did agree to no strings, but no, fair play, stand on business, you know?
Yeah.
And I'd back it if she wasn't an absolute mental case, do you know what I mean? But then he lays hands when she threatens to tell his wife, which is obviously bang out of order, but that then gives her, like, that kind of then flips her even more.
Oh, yeah, that changes it for, like, stalking that, be like, right, no. Everything's fair game now.
100%.
You want crazy, I'll give you fucking crazy.
100%. And she fucking does. She fucking delivers. So he, like, immediately weeks the family up to the new country house. Like, the wife's like, oh no, I want some, like, renovations done first. He's like, no, we're getting the fuck out of here. Like, we're away.
We need to go.
And his wee daughter, Ellen, has been begging for a rabbit. So he surprises her with a rabbit. Now, if you've seen this film, we all know where the rabbit is leading. So as soon as I see that rabbit, I'm like, oh, poor wee whitey, do you know what I mean?
I mean, like, even if you haven't...
Pause. Wait. wait till we get to that bit, right? Because I want to have a whole fucking conversation about that.
All right,
bit.
Okay.
So then when he's leaving with the rabbit to head to his car, he then finds that his car is covered in fucking acid. Acid. She's throwing acid in his motor, and also shows you that Michael Douglas is a prick because he puts the rabbit in the cage on the floor where the acid is, and I'm like, my guy. Like,
has he meant to put him? I don't, sorry.
Not on the fucking acid-covered floor. So he manages to get his replacement car, and as he goes into the replacement car, he's been given this like package, and it's a fucking tape of Alex recording of just like her ramblings of being like, I'm pregnant and you will be the father and you will come up to your responsibilities and I loved you, Dan. And then, but as the tape goes on, she's like, you don't want to be with me, you fucking remember. And what the fuck?
Oh, she's having an argument in her own head.
100%.
Like, she's proper schizo.
100%. Like, the spiral is happening, do you know what I mean?
Gives me the fear how she can just have a full argument knowing what he's going to say. Like, that gives me the fear.
Yeah.
Nah, like, that is proper mental behaviour.
100%. He tries to report it to the police, but the police can't do anything without proof. The police guy says, if we go up to our gaff, it's only going to aggravate the situation, which unfortunately to this day kind of still seems to be the stance with like stalking, do you know what I mean? Like, how many things do you see on the news of like, she was stalked until she was murdered, do you know what I mean? Like, how many true crime episodes do you get about that, do you know what I mean? So this is where we get the bit that I interrupted you for, Ross, I'm sorry, but now you're going to have your fucking time to shine, right? Where they've all came home, Michael Douglas and Archer and the wee Wayne, and the Wayne is running towards the rabbit coop as Ann Archer comes into the house and is like, what's that on the stove? Why is there a pot on the stove? Why is the stove on? And as wee Ellen's running to say hello to her rabbit, Ann Archer takes the lid off the pot and you find out that the fucking rabbit has been boiled, and then it's just Ellen screaming, being like, Whitey's not here. Fucking poor man out for Whitey, by the way.
Wee poor cow didn't deserve it.
Do you know what I mean? This just works every time, do you know what I mean? And I understand, like, this is the thing of, like, if you've never seen Fatal Attraction, you know the bunny boiling scene.
Oh, yeah, of course, I.
And it's also, like, wee Whitey's legacy. Whitey's the name of the rabbit, by the way. I'm not just being like, this white rabbit. Like, Whitey's legacy is that bunny boiler is now used as a term for nutters. I think now it's like a general term, but it used to be specifically for crazy ladies. Do you know what I mean? But
I thought it was just for, like, a woman try to steal another, like, woman's man?
No. Well, yeah, that's also it. But bunny boiler means, like, nutter. Do you know what I mean? That's what I was also told.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was also told when I was younger that white heels meant that you were a bunny boiler. So, I mean, I can't walk in heels, but I'm always, now when I'm out and about, I'm like, I see you in your white heels. What's going on there?
Why would they just decide, oh, I'm a nutter, I'm going to wear white heels?
I don't think it's a thing. I just remember it being something I was told. Like,
yeah.
I was told something suspect about red ankle boots, and I've never worn red ankle boots since. It's all those stupid things you hear in school, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You've got blue shoelaces, like, you know, whatever, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've got you.
But, like, the bunny boiling scene it hits every time. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
when there's iconic scenes, it loses its momentum after a while. Nah, I think this hits every time. So, obviously, this is the moment where Dan has to confess everything. He needs to come clean to his wife because not only, it's not just happening to him now, it's affecting his home and it's affecting his family. Aye. And she obviously throws him out the house, right? But she is a lot calmer than what I would be. Like, I'm not being funny, like, never mind the fact that you've had an affair, right? You personally having an affair is bad enough, right? You having an affair, which then goes on to affect me, my Wayne, my house. Nah, do you know what I mean? You've boiled my cats. Like, nah, do you know what I mean?
What I don't get, though, is this woman clearly can break out your house and kill animals in that in your house. Don't throw them out. Make them sleep on the couch.
100%. Like, yeah. Why do you want to be left on your own? Yeah. 100%.
Like, that's never made sense to me in this movie. Like, in this scenario, is it, no, this woman's fucking mental. Like, just leave it. Like, you need to stay and sort all this.
Yeah.
The one thing I do like, though, is obviously he comes clean about everything. So he's kind of took, like, the cards away for Glenn Close in this.
Yeah, because he phones her, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he basically just says it, look, you can't do, like, you hold nothing over me now.
Mm-hmm.
And the pregnancy thing just kind of goes away after that, because she actually realises that nothing, I can't do anything to him here, so she has to be ramped up again.
Yeah, and then Ann Archer answers the phone to her and is like, if you come near my family, I'm going to fucking kill you, right? And you're like, oh, bitch. Like,
yeah, I always laugh at that bit, because Ann Archer's not doing that.
Yeah, 100%. Ugh, it's a threatening, intimidating thing to say, do you know what I mean? But yeah, like,
try to intimidate Glenn Close in this film. I nae bother.
Yeah, 100%. No, I'd bow out immediately. I'd be like, no problem, Glenn Close, you can have him. Like, but I think this is the first time, obviously, you see Ann Archer becoming the woman scorned, do you know what I mean? Like, this is the first time you see her in this movie having a bit of backbone, do yeah. you know what I mean?
Oh, of course. I mean, he's just got a good way of pissing off all the women in this.
Yeah, prick. Like, Michael Douglas is back and he's got a wee shitey flat or a hotel or something that he's in, and Ann Archer and Ellen have stayed in the country. Now, Ann Archer goes to get Ellen from school, and when she shows up to the school, she's like, oh, how you doing? Where's Ellen? And everyone's like, what are you talking about? Like, she's not here.
Yeah, you picked her up already. Wild.
Mate, absolutely wild. Like, this is the thing right now, like, old lore on me, I used to work in nurseries and you needed 3 fucking passwords to pick up kids.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Even if, like, even the parents had to give 3 passwords even though you knew who they were. Watching this now, that like this random woman can just pop up and be like, oh, I'm her aunt, and they just let her go.
Different days, isn't it?
Crazy, fucking crazy. So while Ann Archer is like on the fucking hunt for Ellen, Glenn Close and Ellen are having a lovely day. They're at the fair. They're getting candy floss. They're getting ice cream.
No, they're having a buzz, huh?
They're on the roller coaster, which is another really fucking creepy scene, because Ellen's sitting there like, I don't, like, that Wayne's not laughing. That Wayne is terrified.
Oh, fuck, hey.
And, like, Glenn Close is just, like staring into the distance, this creepy smile, like, stop it. While she's on the hunt for Ellen, Ann Archer crashes her car and Glenn Close drops Ellen back off of the house and is like, give me a kiss. And it's like, oh, get away from the wind. So obviously while Ann Archer's in the hospital, Michael Douglas is running in, greeted by the most hostile look for Ann Archer's dad, which I'm like, that's better than me, because if I was Ann Archer's dad, I'd have went fucking mental, do you know what I mean? As he should.
The thing that annoys me about this bit is they blame Alex for her crashing her car. Is it? It's twice it happens that she, like, is not paying attention. Now, I understand your kid's been kidnapped, right? Fair enough. That must be fucking horrific. But you can't blame her for you, like, rear-ending somebody. It's not as if, like, you were sideswiped or anything. Like, you've drove into someone else. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Because he does it. I should hurt my wife, does it? No. Like, she didn't cause this.
Yeah. I mean, she did kind of cause it by stressing her out to the point where she's not focused on where she's looking. But I understand what you mean. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
It's just that blaming thing again. Like, everything that happened in this movie is Alex's fault. And yeah. It's not true.
Yeah. Dan then, like, rams into Alex's apartment after making sure Ann Archer's okay. Goes fucking tonto. Now, violence against women is never okay. But I kind of get him in this one, you know? Like, I would also go nuts. Like,
yeah, I mean, hitting women's not, I mean, hitting anybody's not okay, but if somebody's kidnapped your kid, you're going to go fucking mental. It doesn't matter who it is.
100%. I'm half and half for this one, though, because I'm also like, oh no, the consequences of your actions, you know, like, you had an affair with the wrong woman. These are extreme consequences.
But there's sleeping with this woman, like, having a dirty weekend to her, like, stealing your Wayne.
100%.
I don't think when he was doing this, fair enough, he kind of accepted that this could go all wrong, could lose his marriage in it, but I don't think he expected quite this.
No, 100%. She then grabs a knife and tries to go for him. He gets the knife off her, and then there's just, like, really intense staring until he leaves. Ann Archer then gets out of hospital, and they go back to their gorgeous house, and she runs, like, the steamiest of steamy baths. Like, how hot is that bath? That's, like, third-degree fucking
that
burns.
That is taking your skin off you.
100%. But it's also that classic horror movie scene of the mirror's steamed up, and then she wipes away the scene, and fucking Glenn Close is standing behind her, and you're like, ah! But this is when Glenn Close has a knife in her hand and is like slashing her own thigh while being like, he's with me and he loves me and you're a stupid bitch and give me my man and meh. And it's like, she's just fucking ratting, do you know what I mean?
She's like, gone, like, she's proper off the train now.
100%. I mean, I think she was off the train from about halfway through, but at this point, there's no, like, do you know that way it stops being a good for her movie at this point, you know, and you're just like, fuck, everyone get out of the house.
Yeah, from the bunny boiling scene, it's kind of like, right, nah, she's, like, she's fully cracked. This isn't a woman scorned anymore. This is a woman that needs medication.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. So she starts, like, attacking Ann Archer. Michael Douglas runs in. He, like, throws her about a bit and then drowns her. Well, thinks he's drowned her in the tub. And then it's that other, like, if you've seen a fucking Jason Voorhees movie, you know what I'm talking about. If you've seen a Michael Myers movie, you know what I'm talking about. He drowns her, sits down at the side of the tub and is like, whew, good thing that's over. 2 seconds later, Glenn closes back up being like,
wah! Yeah.
And then Ann Archer comes out with, like, the surprise gun, shoots her, slides down the wall. Boof, right? Goodbye, right? They also then, this is all happening, this is all ramped up to like an 11, do you know what I mean? It's very, very melodramatic, which is, I'm never going to moan about. But then the police show up and they all seem to just get away with it. Like, you've, the police haven't said to you at any point, this is another A, but fuck it, I'm chucking it in now. The police have said to you this whole movie, we can't do anything, you don't have any proof, we can't do anything. And then they basically fucking murder Glenn Close in their bathroom and the police are like, oh, well. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, they get away with that rapid. And then the movie ends with, like, it's zooming into, like, their family photo and it's this, like, quote-unquote wholesome ending. I'm like, no. Like,
yeah, like, that, there's still a lot to deal with. Like, 100%. Their marriage is not fine.
Absolutely
like,
not.
Like, that family doesn't return back to normal.
And I'm also like, do you stay in that house? Like, you've murdered somebody in the bathroom. You've murdered, like, someone mental in the bathroom. Like, you couldn't go for a pee in the middle of the night and be like, oh, good times, you know? Like,
I mean, how do you sell it? Like, because it's got to be known there's a murder in it. Like, you could lose money on that.
Yeah.
One of those things, yeah, he's got a good job, but I don't think he's, like, rich.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll just sell this and buy another one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It does baffle me, like, obviously the whole movie has been, like, rising and rising and rising and rising to this, like, 40 out of 10 moment, and then it just kind of ends, and it seems like they've got away with it. Now, I'll speak about this in Useless Information, because this wasn't the original ending, but I think the original ending would have been more interesting, do you know what I mean? But I don't know if you know about the original ending, but
I'm sure I'll find out.
Yeah, I'll tell you in like 10 minutes, do you know what I mean? But I think, like, knowing this ending, I think the original one would have been better, but obviously people weren't happy with it.
I mean, I don't... What do you think would happen to him? Like, he's not getting arrested. Like, yeah, he's not getting to jail.
Yeah, but, like, also, like, it's just the whole way through the film, the police have been like, oh, we can't do anything about it because you've got no proof. And then it's like, oh, look, there's a dead body in my bathroom, yeah, and it's her that's been stalking us. I know you've got Ann Archer as a witness, but I don't know.
Yeah, they have proof now. They have her running with a knife. Or is it scissors she's got?
Knife, no, it's
a
knife.
Is it a knife? So her, like, stab marks, he's got slash marks. So I think they could...
Yeah, put two and two together.
I mean, given him, his reputation, he's not exactly just an arsehole, he's a lawyer. So they'd be like, no, this happened. She'd be like, all right, cool.
So me and Ross have got a special category for this movie called Red Flag Tennis, where we're just kind of going to hit each other with the red flags throughout the movie. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not running out. My list is long, my boy. You start.
Right, Matt. Right, so the first red flag I would say is like the instant intensity.
Yes.
Like this, I want to say her because she is kind of, she's the red flags in this.
Yes.
But it's both of them. So it's like, for 0 to 100, she's obsessed, aye. Now, as we said, he must have, like, a dick made of gold. For her, if he turns her crazy, fair fucked, right?
Yeah.
But that's probably the first one. Like, it's the instant intensity, like, the obsession and that straight off the rip for the weekend.
100%. I've got, After their one night stand, she phones begging him to spend the day. He calls her out for not giving up, but then doesn't stand on business when she when she's like, no, but come on, let me do this. We could do this. Da, da, da. He's just like, I couldn't bother. Come out with me and my dog. Like, that's the red flag of her obviously like being super persistent and being like, what are we doing today? What can we meet up? Da, da, da. But he also doesn't stick with the boundary of this was a one night thing. He's like, all right then, like, yeah. On you come. Do you know what I mean?
No, fair enough. Right. So my next one's like manipulative behaviour. So yes. She lies about her dad. Well, she lies. So she tells the truth, lies, then tells it like
he finds out the truth. Yeah.
I mean, because the guy is dead. We don't really know why. Yeah. Fair enough, right? That's not the point. But does that then? So obviously you have like the manipulative with that and the suicide attempt when he is finally like, I need to go.
Horrendous.
Yeah, so that's pretty fucking insane to me.
I mean, that's the classic one that they tell you, but now that like the cliche, but people use it of like, I'm going to fucking kill myself if you ever leave me. Like, that's the standard one that it's like, don't fall for this shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yourself.
Yeah, what are we, like, one love? I've got listening to Madame Butterfly while having a relaxing time. That's a fucking red flag. It's up there with me for, know how your man from Sleeping with the Enemy who listens to The Shining, I mean, it's not The Shining theme, it's called something else. It's an actual piece of classical music, but to me it's always The Shining theme. But that's his, like, sex music, is to put The Shining theme on to pump Julia Roberts, and I'm just like, no. And the fact that she's got Madame Butterfly on as she's making, like, a romantic meal, no. Basically, between Sleeping with the Enemy and Fatal Attraction, if you walk into somebody's house and they're blaring opera, fucking run, do you know what I mean? Unless you're both opera singers.
Yeah, but they're both into it.
It gives me the fear. Yeah, but Julia Roberts isn't into it in Sleeping with the Enemy.
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck about Sleeping with the Enemy. Fuck Sleeping with the Enemy.
I'm standing on business. If you walk into somebody's gaff and they're blaring opera, fucking run.
Nah, I'm not giving you that one. That might need to go to a poll, but I'm not buying that.
Fine, I'll put an Instagram poll out about this. You're on.
Because he does a whole, like, fucking spiel about that. How that's the one thing where his dad
was nice to him.
Is it? Fuck off, right?
Also, who's taking their kid to see Madame Butterfly? Do you know what I mean?
Well, the guy loves it. He's obsessed with it.
Fuck up. Right, back to you.
I'm not giving you that one.
Right.
I mean, basically, after this, it's just, I mean, the red flag's the fucking stalking. Appearing at his workplace.
Yeah.
Appearing at his house.
Yeah.
Like, just invading his personal life.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's not a red flag, I mean, that's not a red flag. That's jail time.
Yeah. That's not a red flag. That's like a red sheet, you know? Yeah. That's like,
you can't really, I mean, if people are all right with that, then you just need help.
Yeah, harassment isn't a red flag. Harassment is just harassment, yeah, you know?
Like that's not I wouldn't date him, he's a harasser. Like, don't, like, yeah. Just don't.
100%. Mine is just, like, when they meet up and she hits out immediately with the, but I'm in love with you, after it's only been, like, a weekend. Again, like you said, Michael Douglas must have a dick of gold, but, like, his face when she's like, but I love you, and she's so happy to be telling him this, and he's fucking horrified. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. There's quite a desperation in that, I think.
100%.
Like, she's just trying to say everything and anything that will make him stay.
100%.
Although, obviously, he's not fucking... He
has no intention.
Yeah, he's had his way. He's quite done with.
100%.
I'll give you that. Like, desperation is a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. My next one is boiling rabbits.
Okay, you win. I'm done. Nothing I'm saying is beating that. 100%. I mean, like, where do you go from there? Like, could you imagine coming home and it's just like, oh, look. Like, where do you go from that? Yeah. No.
Like, look, and it's not even that. See, if she was there, I would be, look what you made me do. And I said, no.
Don't quote Taylor Swift in my face right now.
Don't quote Taylor Swift. I didn't come up with that. But that's what I mean, is it? She'd be like, you made me do this, or is it?
Did I hold the fucking stove for you? No, you crazy, like, bitch.
The fuck did that rabbit ever date you?
Oh, poor man out for Whitey. No, I'm calling it right now, Ross, you win. Because my next one was just that she douses the car in acid. Like,
I know, fuck that.
The rabbit wins.
Yeah, that affects his car, like, and him. But thinking a rabbit, knowing that she can do that, it's like, That's fucking everybody up.
Yeah, the rabbit's fucking up his Wayne. She's devastated. Yeah. It's fucking up his wife because she doesn't feel safe in the house. It's fucking up Michael Douglas because now he has to explain why there's a rabbit boiling on the stove. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, no. Rabbit wins. Do you know what I mean?
I know that's... I mean, if you want any more red flags, just watch this movie. And if anybody, any of this happens to you, is it fucking run?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, please phone the police immediately. Have you got a let's go?
Mine's is when she visits the house, visits Ann Archer for the first time. Because that's when it turns out, she's just been... No, weird, that's the wrong word. I mean, she's just been desperate and quite clingy to... No, she's fucking, she's here to fuck you up.
Yeah, she's invading my family time. Yeah, 100%.
What about you?
Mine's is, I will not be ignored, Daniel.
fair enough.
Like, that's the first, now obviously that's kind of said halfway through the movie, right? But he kind of pams her off the whole time, just being like, oh, she's a bit mental. But this is where it's like, no, this is a confirmation, Daniel, that things are not going the fucking way you want them to go. Like, you thought dealing with her persistent phone calls were bad enough. Nah, you're dealing with her pregnant, do you know what I mean? And she won't let you ignore her.
pregnant.
Aye, quote unquote. Well, that was going to be one of my A's, but fuck it, I'll do it now. Do you think she's pregnant? Or do you think this is a manipulation tactic? Because... He says though when he phones the doctor that the doctor's like, congratulations, but then is it even a real doctor? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that could easily be. There's no reason why she couldn't be pregnant, because I mean, they didn't use protection, I assume. Like, you never see a scene where it's, oh, hold on, let me get like a condom 100%. Or whatever.
Let me pop my pill. Yeah, 100%. So
it wouldn't surprise me if she was pregnant. But what I want to know is, and I don't think it's explained in it, is what is the timeline?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because that only happens over a weekend. So I'm going to say the rest is like a couple of weeks at best.
I mean,
so she's like a grain of rice pregnant. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not an expert, though, obviously, but can you, after like a couple of weeks, be like, wait, you're pregnant? Is that how it works? I don't know.
I think, you need to wait 12 weeks before telling people you're pregnant? But I think you know, like... Say a month in total, right? So say, obviously, it's been a couple of weeks. Say it's been a month, right? Say all of this has happened in the course of a month, right? Before she fucking even comes and boils the bunny.
Yeah.
Like, that would still be enough for you to, like, know, do you know what I mean? And then also when he goes into her house, there's, like, cartons of that early pregnancy detector and all that. Do you know what I mean? So, like, you can... There's always adverts on the telly for that clear blue of like, oh, we can tell that you're like 2 minutes pregnant. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like, you had a one night stand, a week after you go to the doctor, like, or in America, is it the gynecologist? Like, would they entertain you a week in? I don't know. I generally don't know what the deal was with.
Yeah, I don't know either. Any pregnant people, let us know what the timeline is on that.
Because, but I have no idea, but the timing, if it was spread over the case like 6 months, then fair enough. But if that's not the case, then if she's planned all this out, has Michael Douglas been the choice all this all along? Or is it just going to be whatever person she could get?
See, I think you're going too deep with it. But I'm with you. I'm with you on this train, but I'm going to reverse this train a wee bit because I get where you're coming from, but this was just like a happenstance. Well, actually, wait a minute.
If this is fake, you need to bring a gynecologist to go along with this.
Yeah.
So you would need to have that planned. Like,
that you were going to get pregnant?
No, but even if it's fake, like, do you get what I mean?
You
need to get a third party involved to, like, by the way, he's going to phone saying, is she pregnant? You need to say aye.
But then it doesn't need to be a gynecologist. It's not really a pattern that she's got pals. Yeah.
Somebody else obviously knows the fucking bullshit she's up to.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're lying about your pregnancy to him. Why?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's like another witness to if it ever happened.
So really what we need is a Fatal Attraction prequel to tell us how Glenn Close got to this.
But that's what I mean. Was it just Michael Douglas' character, or was this...
Has it been done before?
Aye.
Like Amy Dunn in Gone Girl? Yeah.
So if you phone the so-called gynecologist, might be right, might be real, not, I don't know, like within this movie. So he's got to have been like, oh, aye. Like,
aye, smashing now.
But if the timeline and that, it's a weird, something you need to really go into.
Yeah. I know there's a Fatal Attraction TV show. See, to be honest, I refuse to watch it.
Oh, Jesus, fuck. That's got
to
be shite.
I refuse to watch it because I was like, you're not doing it. But I could be interested in, like, an Alex Forrest prequel of, like, has she done this before? Like, no, in Gone Girl, where, like, in the middle of it, they figure out, like, it's more in the book than it is in the movie, but obviously it is in the movie, that, like, she's done this to, like, people she went to school with, she's done it to ex-boyfriends, she's done da-da-da-da.
Oh,
so she has, like, Amy Dunn in Gone Girl has, like, a history of being a sneaky, manipulative fuck. Whereas, like, I would love to know if Alex Forrest has the same, do you know what I mean? But then that's also just great script writing and great characters, is that I want to know more. Like, fuck yeah. Michael Douglas, I want to know what the fuck's going on with Alex Forrest. There's probably people listening to this like, no, we don't. Like, that's just you.
I mean, I assume this isn't the first person she's kind of became obsessed with. I don't really think this is a thing, it just happens.
No.
Like, this is because like, she's mentally ill. Like, that's a given. Like, I don't really think you could argue she isn't.
No, absolutely not.
She's a woman that was used, and that, like, fair enough.
Yeah.
But no, this is, she's fucking mentally ill.
Yeah, so no, there's chemicals missing in the brain somewhere. Yeah,
so she cannot be the first, this Michael Douglas cannot be the first person that she's tried this with.
Ooh. See, right, fuck it, we're phoning somebody and we're getting this made, right?
Aye.
Like, right, I'll dive into useless information now. So, the original ending of the film had Glenn Close killing herself in Michael Douglas's house, but making sure that his fingerprints were all over the knife. He would then be arrested and jailed, but he shouts over to Ann Archer and says, go to the attic, because the tape that she sent him is in the attic. Yeah. So it would be a, right, I'm going to jail for this, but she did this. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh, yeah, I'm with you.
Test audiences absolutely hated it, and they wanted a more quote unquote cathartic ending, which is why we have her being like shot and it's pure drama. Adrian Lyme said in 2015 that he feels the ending is way too over the top and wishes he could have done it differently. But with that, I'm kind of like, the whole fucking movie's over the top. Like, of course the ending has to be like that.
Yeah, you only have two choices, as she either dies or something happens to him.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other way that you can do this.
I kind of would have liked to see, I think now, see if they were making Fatal Attraction now, I think they would have went with the original ending of that she stitches him up, like, and the wife finds it. Not that it would be okay to do that, but I think it would be, they wouldn't be as, like, fear that nobody would go and see their film, do you know what I mean? That, like, if, because there's loads of really good movies now that don't have the kind of tied up happy ending, Michael Douglas is going to go back to his wife and kids, do you know what I mean? Whereas, I understand at the time, people were like, no, justice must be served, and it's like, whereas now, I could totally see them, if they made it now, to be like, nah, fuck it, like, fuck you, Michael Douglas.
Then you need to change a lot of things, because a lot of evidence to suggest that she's, like, she's done this to him.
All you need to do is go through the phone logs. Like, I don't understand why the police didn't go through his phone history. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what the bill situation was like in 1987, but surely there's got to be a phone bill with, like, from, like, when, like, so in Fight Club, right, when he's making all the calls out in the hotel, and they give him it, and it's a list of all the numbers that he's phoned, and he finds out that, why is the...
They could get the records easy.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So then you would see, why is this number phoned me 120 times in a day?
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so I get what you mean. There's so much evidence that means that she could have been caught, which is then another fuck you to the police of being like, we've got no proof. Go through my fucking phone history, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not that they've not got proof, it's that there's nothing they can use so far to be like, right, you need to, like, you're stalking him.
Yeah.
But I think if it was to do that, she was to kill herself and get the fingerprints, like, his fingerprints, once you see all the evidence, you're like, I mean, you'd probably argue, he could probably get a lot of your argue self-defense.
100%.
Or something, so I don't see him spending time in jail. I'm glad they didn't do it, because it probably wouldn't make sense.
During reshoots of the ending, Glenn Close received multiple concussions, eye and ear infections after hitting her head off of the bathtub. She was then rushed to hospital and found out that she was actually pregnant with her daughter. Glenn Close says that watching the movie now makes her incredibly uncomfortable because she can see how much danger she put her unborn daughter through. But apparently her daughter slags are rotten for it. Like, whenever her daughter watches it, she's like, okay, mum.
Maybe it's true. Michael Douglas could be the dad. That's what this movie's all about.
Oh, no. Like, I looked up her daughter. Like, that's, she's like Glenn Close copy-pasted. Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Glenn Close also says to this day that men come up to her and thank her for saving their marriage because they were too scared to cheat after watching this movie. Now, cheating should just be a let's not do that, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it shouldn't be a, oh, I was going to cheat on my wife, then I watched Fatal Attraction, do you know what I mean? Like, but then also to my single gals out there, if you start seeing a guy, show him Fatal Attraction first week, do you know what I mean? Set the fucking boundaries now.
See what happens.
Michael Douglas was filming Wall Street at the same time of filming Fatal Attraction and would schedule alternate weeks of filming, but apparently there's outtakes where he would say his Wall Street lines to Glenn Close and Glenn Close was like, wrong film, babe.
No, fair enough.
Glenn Close took the script to two different psychiatrists to see if this behaviour was plausible. It was confirmed by both that the behaviour is textbook psychopathy and was given a list of all the possible mental illnesses that Alex may have, as well as any background information as to what could happen in childhood to make this behaviour occur in adulthood. And I looked at it. And it's fucking grim, my guy.
Oh, of course it is.
I'm not going to sit here and be like, this would have happened, blah, blah, blah. It's grim. Do you know what I mean? So, I mean, but good for Glenn Close. You know, there's a lot of stuff for the actors to work on. So here's your favourite bit of who almost did what. Tony Scott turned down directing this movie to direct Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't know if I could imagine a Tony Scott version of this movie. I think this movie's the melodrama that it needs to be. Do you know what I mean?
Adrian Lyne, this is his forte. Yeah. Like, this is what he does.
100%. So, the women that were up for Alex Forrest, Sharon Stone, Kirstie Alley, Elizabeth Shue, Faye Dunaway, Angelica Houston, and Sally Fields. Glenn Close had actually been turned down 3 times due to her history of playing Earth Mother, Homey, down-to-earth type women. But she was absolutely not taking no for an answer, funnily enough.
Aye.
And she let her hair go like into its natural curly state, wore harsher makeup, and came back for her 4th edition in this like killer dress, and just like walked into the room and like commanded attention. And they were like, nah, fuck it, that's where gal.
You'll do.
100%. I think it would have been cool to see like Angelica Houston, but I think, tell me if I'm wrong, I think Angelica Houston would be a lot taller than Michael Douglas, so I feel like there would be something kind of physically imposing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It has to kind of be equal stature for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as you said, it wouldn't make sense if just fucking arched over him, because I'd be like, right, you're not the one in control here.
100%. You're coming up the road to me. Like, okay, Angelica, sorry. I could see possibly Faye Dunaway, because Faye Dunaway's got that look in her eye, but maybe I'm just taking that from Mummy Dearest. No wire hangers, ever! Obviously for Sharon Stone, didn't work out in this one, but she popped up in Basic Instinct, like, what, 3 years later or something like that? 5 years later?
I'm not even sure when Basic Instinct came out.
Something like that. So for the role of Dan Aykroyd, Nicolas Cage, Tom Hanks, Martin Sheen, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, that'd have been hilarious.
Mate, could you imagine?
What a fucking movie that would be.
Mate, I swear to God, there's obviously like more people, but I just saw O.J. Simpson and I was like, are you fucking joking? I also kind of forget that O.J. Simpson tried to get into acting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean his career. I mean, his football career kind of ended. I mean, at one point he was due for Terminator.
Yes, yeah.
Was it the Naked Gun movies or not? The comedies?
I've never seen the Naked Gun movies. Yeah, he was. Am I missing out?
I mean, it's probably not that great now. I've not seen him in years.
No, fair enough.
I don't know. But that was his thing after his football career ended. So well, that and murdering his wife. That was his thing he was known for.
Well, that's the thing though, is like, I think obviously, like, nowadays, he's obviously more known for the, like, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit kind of thing.
Yeah, that's outgrown his career.
His football career, his, like, acting career, like, writing a fucking book that's like, I didn't do it, but if I did do it, this is how I'd have done it. Like, what?
Yeah, fuck OJ Simpson.
Yeah, 100%. I think Dan Aykroyd would have been a weird one, though, because he's a right goofy-looking bastard, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think, seeing the way where Michael Douglas is, like, he's a handsome guy, do you know what I mean? I don't think Dan Aykroyd could give you that.
Saying that, I think with Dan Aykroyd, you could feel sorry for him more.
Yeah.
Like, he might not be this right. No, this is what's fucking happening. You'd be like, no, this guy's...
Yeah.
You could tell that this guy's probably... You could see that he's made a mistake. It would generally be that he's made a mistake here, not rather than, no, he's wanting to do that. Obviously, he would want to do it, but... You would see that he's fucked up more than what Michael Douglas is.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think the believable ones that aren't Michael Douglas would be Martin Sheen. I think Martin Sheen would have been really good in this. Also, I think Tom Hanks would have been good in this because Tom Hanks is obviously America's da. Do you know what I mean? Like, everybody loves Tom Hanks. So I think it would have been weird. I think it would have been cool to see Tom Hanks in that kind of flawed way. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, Tom Hanks, probably too young. 87?
Yeah.
So he would have been what? 30? Could you do 30 with wife and kids?
That's true.
And you could do it, but I don't see Hanks doing it.
No. I think if you were to do middle-aged Hanks, but I think that would have been cool to see, because you don't really see Tom Hanks as, like, quote-unquote, a bad guy. Like, he did that movie, was it a couple of years ago, that, like, Man Called Otto. And is that what it was called? The one where he was like the arsehole neighbour?
I have no idea.
We never watched it, but we saw the trailer for it, and he's supposed to be this like grumpy dickhead neighbour. And I think that's one of the few times I've ever seen Tom Hanks as like a not lovable guy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it would have been interesting to see Tom Hanks just to see if he could like do it. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think it would fit him. No. Me personally, I don't see Hanks doing this. Like on screen, maybe in his personal life, he's shagging everyone, but I don't see him doing it on screen.
Yeah.
I can't envision it.
Yeah, and I also think Nicolas Cage would have been a terrible choice because I think Michael Douglas needs to play it down so that Alex is as over the top and crazy as you think, whereas I think Nicolas Cage would try and like meet her in the middle, no, you can't have two nutters, do you know what I mean?
No, I would just turn that into a fucking farce, to be honest. If he started doing that, wouldn't it work?
Yeah.
Like, he needs to, the Michael Douglas character needs to, like, keep a semblance of control rather than Nicolas Cage just fucking shouting and flailing his arms like a fucking idiot.
Absolutely, like, be a bit more level-headed, you know? Like,
you need to, even if you've not got it, like, give the illusion that you know, like, everything's fine.
Yes.
Because, I mean, he's lying to everybody in this, absolutely. So he needs that.
Absolutely. So, obviously, like, we've kind of spoiled a lot of our A's through like the thoughts and opinions and just our general rantings. Do you have any A's left?
Yeah.
Okay. Fucking hell, right? I've only got one.
What does her job think that she's doing when she's going fucking mental like this? Like she can't be out of work.
Yeah. I also want to know what she does. Like, I know it obviously tells you at the start of the film and I've totally forgot, but like she shows up to one of his like meetings, like now, like the where it's like, oh, we need to check that this character is not based on a real person. Like, why would this person really release the book? And she's like, oh, because of da da da. Like, so I don't know if she's like an editor or an author or something. Do you know what I mean? But I think that about him is like on the same way. Obviously, where do her work think she is when she's off on this spiral? But then I'm also like, if he's this like lawyer that's needed, because every time he's at his work, they're like, oh, you're due in court at 2. Like, how can he take all this time off work to, like, make, like, see that whole dirty weekend? He takes at least an extra 2 days off his work, do you know what I mean? Then, obviously, with all the moving and stuff and the phone calls permo going, do you know what I mean? Like, what are his work being like? What the fuck, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, for looking it up, I mean, being a lawyer, you could kind of bullshit your way through it, like, doing what he does, because, yes, he has to be at courts and that, but, I mean, I imagine with his type of job, it's like, right, you can do it at home.
Yeah.
But she's an editor in a publishing company.
Okay.
So she needs to be...
there.
Aye. Well, not even there, but, like, shit will need done. Do you know what I mean? But she, clearly from the dirty weekend, she's not doing anything but fucking try to ruin
Like when Michael Douglas.
Aye, she's not been at our work for at least a month, do you know what I mean? What kind of sick line are you putting in?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I guess. What does her work do? Like, what does her work think of any of this?
Yeah, like, why is nobody phoned? But then this also links into, now this is all hypothetical at this point, right? This links into your earlier point of, like, does she have history doing this? Because, like, would there be history on, like, her thing of, like, oh, needs long periods of time off because she's a fucking nutter. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
so that's always bothered me, is that what excuses is she phoning in for?
Aye, 100%. I've got sickness and diarrhea. As you can hear Michael Douglas in the background. Like,
begging for help. So have you got any more?
I only have the one, and it's when he breaks into her house. He's, like, so careless with, like, throwing her shit about, right? And they do this in all movies, but it's like, if you're trying to slyly break in to get some form of information, why are you throwing shit everywhere? Why are you wrecking the joint? Why are you making it very fucking obvious that someone has broken into this gaff? Do you know what I mean?
I think he knows she won't phone the police.
That's
fair. If she phones the police, like, that's getting her noticed.
Yeah, that's
fair. There's something going on with these two, do you know what I mean?
That's fair. Because I'm always just like, why are you not a bit more sneaky? Do you know what I mean? But they do that in a lot of films. It's like, as soon as they break into somebody's house, like, books are getting toppled, glasses are getting smashed, and it's like, you could just go to the thing. Do you know what I mean?
It doesn't make sense within a movie standpoint, but I imagine it looks better for us to watch. But 100%. No, I get you. It is a stupid thing to do. But within this movie, I think she's not phoning the police, so he could kind of do what he wants.
100%.
But I've got one more, and this is a bit of a... Would this be a different movie if one of the, like, the person who played Axe Forrest was, like, conventionally beautiful, the way, like, the 80s was? Do you get what I mean?
So, like, if it was Sharon Stone or something like that played her, would it be different?
But my thinking of this is...
Okay.
Is that when Glenn Close does it, she's seen as a psycho in that.
Yes.
But see, like, in other movies of... Not even this type, just any... Like, where it's a woman, like, doing stuff, and is that if they're like one of like the sex symbols are like beautiful, not they're more seen as like femme fatales.
Yes,
they're like, more seen as like this is them, they're smart for doing this rather than oh, look at this fucking nutter. Do you get me?
Well, look, take Sharon Stone for an example, look at Basic Instinct, look at even her in Total Recall. Do you know what I mean? Like, where it's like, oh, she's just like a badass woman, she has a femme fatale. Totally get what you mean. I think for all Glenn Close isn't conventionally attractive, like, I don't think Glenn Close is a good-looking woman, right? But there is something about her, do you know what I mean? And I don't know if it's just confidence or this, like, appeal or... Because I think it's the hair, it's the outfit she's wearing.
Oh, no, I get that.
There's definitely something about her, and I think that's also why he's intrigued, do you know what I mean? Is because she's not this conventionally stunning. I feel like... Because she does have this air of, like, and wit. Do you know what I mean? Like, but, no, I get what you mean. I think if it was someone better looking, you're totally right. I think it would be a more, it would maybe fall under, like, good for you. Do you know what I mean? Like, see the way, like.
This would be a woman scorned all the way through it. It wouldn't be, oh, she's mentally ill, I think.
Yeah, this crazy bitch is coming for me.
Like, saying good looking, it's more kind of like, the standard of the 80s, like, really thin, like, big chest, like, do you know what I mean? Long, like, thingy hair.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, if that was a woman like this, or maybe because they would be more appealing to look at, they're more put together. So I think you need Glenn Close playing this role because you do not get, like, that psycho in her.
Yes.
Like, she's perfect for this role in the sense of, yes, she's not conventionally beautiful. She's not, like, the standards of the time. I mean, I'm saying that I was 93. I don't fucking know.
But, I don't even know what 1987 looked like, mate.
Yeah. So you're kind of like that. But I think without having Glenn Close in it, you're not getting the effect that you want.
I agree. I'm going to hit you with a point here. It's just came off the top of my head. Do you remember that really dreadful Beyonce film? It was Beyonce, Idris Elba, and some blonde women. And... the blonde one goes after Idris Elba, but then Beyonce stands on business and, like, fucks her up kind of thing. It's basically Fatal Attraction, but shite. Do you know what I mean?
All
again,
right, okay.
I've only seen it once. I actually don't know who the blonde woman is. I'll have a look. Someone called Ali Larter.
You don't know who Ali Larter is?
I absolutely do not. Who am I missing?
Final Destination.
Oh my god, I do know who she is.
Some random fucking woman. What the fuck?
Oh my god, I've just looked her up there. Yeah. Final Destination 1 and 2. Yeah.
Some random woman.
Oh, and she was in Legally Blonde as well. Oh my god, Ali Larter. I fucking apologise, babe.
Ali Larter's been in all sorts.
I apologise, babe. But that's a film where, obviously, Ali Larter is a beautiful woman. Do you know what I mean? So, like, that's kind of... And I think it's more... sexualized when it's another beautiful woman. I think if you had a conventionally attractive woman playing Glenn Close's character, there would be a lot more sex scenes. There would be a lot more. Do you know what I mean? Whereas there is a necessary amount of sex scenes to show the steaminess of this movie without it being a bit like, right, cool, we get it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is erotic and for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
like, totally. This isn't an erotic thriller. This is just a thriller.
Yeah. 100%.
But it is weird to me how your view would change based on how she looks. Like that, I don't understand how...
No, totally.
I mean, it's just a thing. I think you're kind of conditioned into it. It's like, oh, this person's like so-called beautiful. They wouldn't do this. They don't need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they still can. Like, they still can and do it. I've had many beautiful women in my life.
Oh, have you, right? Have you,
aye? That's why I've had to fucking flee many high-powered jobs. Fucking bullshit. You know who you fucking are. I think I've killed you.
I just wasn't expecting you to say that.
You're ruined by many a woman.
You are a twat. I'm moving on to worse guy whose hairline just needed... who have you got?
Oh, it's fucking Michael Douglas.
I've got Michael Douglas too. Like, Michael Douglas, hands down, like, never mind being a dirty bastard. You introduced the other women to the dog. Do you know what I mean? Fuck you, and Michael Douglas.
That takes no responsibility. Like, well, fuck him. Fuck Michael Douglas.
Yeah, fuck Michael Douglas. Who's in a different movie?
I don't have one.
Okay, right. I'm going to hit you because he literally is in a different movie, right? So, know how when he meets Tim, the, like, boss in the office, he will always be your man for Pet Sematary?
I got it.
Hair. like, he will always be that guy. So, like, whatever, like, I know he is in this film. He's only in this film for 5 minutes. But every time I see him, I'm like, you're not supposed to be here.
Hair.
Have you got an I'm out?
Nah. I'm quite good with
it. I'm the same. Yeah. I'm so in. It's just 2 hours of just like perfection.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Love talking about this movie. Thank you for listening to our Fatal Attraction episode. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you want more From Hell movies, don't threaten me with a good time. Like, I will day them all. Like, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
I will not be ignored, Ross.
I've been ruined it.